Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'll tell you like this, man. Timberwolves, Timberland, Ant-Man, Edward Scissorhands, Pineapples and Spam, Boys and Fire.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Willard and Dillis.
Yes.
The crossover.
Let's go. Game one, baby.
What's up, Will?
What'd you call it?
Game day.
Oh, I thought you said payday.
No.
It doesn't come at her.
Yeah, please.
Take a breath.
Remember that text I sent you?
Oh, my God.
Your boy was in panic.
I was in the restroom.
Yeah.
I was in the restroom, which I shouldn't read text in the restroom, but that's what we do now.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
nobody's ever gone to the restroom without their phone ever again. And you freaked me out. You're like, where's the money?
And it came when you said.
Like, take a breath. It's going to be there. It's going to be there. You got to trust it.
I love it.
It's just like Warrior basketball. You got to trust it.
We had some predictions on our show. You want to share yours, Stein?
I bet.
I've been waiting for
this. Just happened.
All day.
What time's Finchy joining tomorrow?
Why do you look scared?
What do you mean?
Don't be scared.
Say into the mic what you just said to Evan and Russell.
I do think Minnesota is going to win the series. I think they have a chance to win it convincingly, but five games seems way too short.
All right.
Six games feels about right, but that means, they wrap it up here in San Francisco, the Wolves, which isn't the easiest thing to consider, but
all you got to do is sing and it'll happen. No, that's a three.
But go ahead.
I got Warriors in seven.
I got Timberwolves in six.
Yeah. Oh, another. I just feel like they got two of the best three players in this series, Dibs, and the fact
I don't
that,
think you're wrong, okay. But and I thought about this earlier, and I kind of shared your thoughts on our thread. Like, yeah, the Warriors have two of the best three, but who is player number four and player number five? And then Draymond's in the top six, but then you get to 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. That's where I do think it gets a little bit, not dicey, but that's where you need a couple of buddies. And you need a pods game, and you need what you need, because if I give you, and I'm with you, like Steph and Jimmy and Ant-Man, your top three, okay?
You
got two of the top three. And then Randall, Draymond, and Gobert.
McDaniel.
Okay, then we get to the next, like the top six. It's 3-3 right now. Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph, and Gobert, and, you know, Randall,
and
Ant-Man. So it's 3-3. So now who's 7, 8, 9, and 10? Like, Dante and McDaniels and like
where Nas we, Reed.
Right. Hey, where do we go before we get to a war?
Fun exercise.
Oh,
it is, but is it relevant at all?
What you just said.
Yes, it is totally relevant.
I don't think it is at all. The only reason
why the Warriors won against the Rockets were because Pods had a game that was amazing, and GP2.
Yes, he did.
Don't forget that. He had a great game, and Buddy had a great game as well.
There's no reason to think that that won't continue, and as I detailed yesterday, all of the adversity was the Warriors.
And
the Rockets had none. They had no injuries, no sicknesses, no nothing in that series.
So we got one now.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that's the only reason the Warriors won. There's a bunch of reasons the Warriors won, and I told you before the playoffs started that strength in numbers is over. That's not this team.
Mm.
They're very top heavy. So if they suffer the wrong injuries, they're out. Although they suffered one of them last series, and it didn't kill them.
Yeah.
And I would have thought that it would. So how about the two games Jimmy didn't play?
And
who's the best player in the series? Steph. The next eight are probably Rockets. So like it's a fun exercise.
Not in game seven.
Well,
but yeah.
No, again, but we're talking about games two and three, and the Warriors won one of those games. So I get what you're saying. I don't know if that decides games. You know, when Giannis plays, he's the best player on the floor. They can't win a series anymore, though. You know, I just don't know, man. Like, yes, the Warriors are at an age and a structure where I think the other team is going to look bigger and more athletic every time.
Mm.
But I also know that when Jimmy Butler arrived, the Warriors won most of their basketball games. So,
and they were one game under 500 and took off.
They've got something in the sauce. Something's in there. And, yeah, they like this matchup.
I mean, I think that my phone's ringing.
Who's calling? Who is
probably
it?
Probably Mom's.
Mooring Sport, Louisiana.
Who's that?
I have no idea.
It's got to be your daughter.
That's a spam. Yeah.
It's your daughter.
No, it's not. It's
Louisiana.
Well, she's in Louisiana.
Yeah,
so
but
she might be a payphone in Mooring Sport.
That'd be her first call in 7 years. Whether she's in Louisiana
right.
or not.
Fair.
No, I think that the other thing that I think that the Timberwolves have is this team went to the Western Conference Finals last year, so
yep.
There may be a little bit of an advantage outside the Warriors' big three with the role players on, you know, Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota's role players you would expect to play better than the Warriors because they've got more experience and the Warriors' role players are younger, but that's just a talking point. It might not work that way. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. And that's where I think about, like what you said, Goo, like the Warriors have two of the three best players in the series, and that's great. And it matters, I think. But what it comes down to for me is each individual game. And what Mark was saying, I think, is what I take away from the last series, which is you didn't have Jimmy Butler, and Steph was amazing in game three,
yeah.
and you won. And then game seven, Steph was there, and he was pretty quiet in the first half, and Jimmy Butler was too, and Buddy Hield was otherworldly. So it comes down to not like who is better over the course of the series, but who is better in the moment when you need them to be better. And Pods had that game.
Yes,
was it
did.
Game three or was it game four? I think where Pods was just...
It was four because they won it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was the game that they won by the hair on their chinny chin chin.
Yeah.
And that ultimately, Mark was right. The even games are the pivotal games. And, you know, you think about these first three series that we already know right now, and the road team won all three. So the home team, it's pivotal that the home team goes out and wins those games, including Indiana, or not Indiana tonight, but Indiana's up 1-0 tonight.
And the fact that these, from a Warriors standpoint, willing to what you said, their age, because it's real in regard to the Warriors. Oh, we're just down 0-1. It's fine. But the fact that these games are coming fast and in a hurry are why I feel like the Warriors will be energized tonight. They'll be energized every game. But if you could get tonight and you got to get, you know what I mean? Like the mental game will be, you'll have that advantage, I believe, because these games, this thing's going to be over soon.
Well, whoever loses tonight immediately in 48 hours is facing
back against them.
Right
I'm
back
with
up
you.
Against the stress. Again, like Cleveland, boom.
Dude, stress, they got to do it tonight.
Stress.
Yeah.
From 2 hours from now, a lot of stress. That's kind of my takeaway, though, from the first round. And because how often do we get first round winners wrong?
Man.
Like in the NBA, you normally can just be like, I know who's going to win the first round.
Nothing to see here.
Right? Kind of like what the Eastern Conference was very Man. Chalky, even though the Pistons put up a good fight and all that stuff. It was chalky, but here we've got the air quotes six seed playing the seven seed. I don't believe that either of these teams are worthy of the six and the seven. I do think the best four teams moved on in the Western Conference. Mm. Although I would have thought, I thought before it started, the Clippers were one of those teams. Turns out, you know, they didn't make it. That thing was razor thin. But my takeaway, and with the road team getting game one in all three of the other series.
Crazy.
This is as much parity as I can ever remember the NBA having. I've not enjoyed watching playoffs, especially early, this much ever as I am right now. And it's sort of, it buoys the thought to me that the Warriors are actually a true championship contender. Because I think just about everybody left kind of sort of is.
Man.
I don't know if Indiana is. Maybe they are if they win tonight. You know, but I think that all eight teams are going to have something to say. I don't think the Warriors are much better than everybody
else. And it sounds like you're saying they all can get beat, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like, the Russian got caught last night, Rocky reference, with OKC.
No
doubt.
They got caught. And I know they won,
but they 98%
of the game.
99.
But they lost. But they lost, and I still think they're the best team, but they're beatable.
Well, anyone's beatable.
Are they the best team?
And I look at, you talk about parity, and I looked at 2010, which is the year in the Western Conference where there was the most parity ever. The Lakers won 57 games. They were the one. And the eight seed was OKC. They won 50 games.
Damn.
One through eight, 57 to 50. All four of the first round series went to six games. The Lakers won, Utah the five, beat the four. The Spurs were a seven. They beat Dallas, and Phoenix beat Portland. In the second round, the Lakers and Phoenix both swept their opponents. And then the Lakers beat Phoenix in six, and then the Lakers beat Boston in seven. And this was 2 years removed from Boston's title. And this was kind of the, it was really the beginning of the end for Boston. They had won 2 years earlier, and it was the Kobe team. And if you look at that, and you probably were down there in 2010, or thereabout.
Most,
and
most definitely was. Yeah,
right. And it was Kobe and Pau. Yeah. And like, dare you to name another Laker. You could, but most
Andrew
people
Bynum?
Couldn't.
Bynum.
Is he on that team?
Derek Fisher, right? Like,
Yeah. No, but the point is, like, that was a Kobe led, like,
for
get
sure.
on my back. And Pau, of course, the Hall of Famer. And Pau is great as well. But, like, and they won in game six, 89-67.
Mm.
And that's back when, you know, Kobe could go for 25 and that'd be enough. But to your point about parity, that was parity where you had eight teams and it was a complete mishmash. And then, you know, the Lakers, the one seed, and Phoenix, the three seed, were the two teams who emerged.
I'm arriving at a spot where I don't think anything would surprise me with these last eight teams. It would not surprise me if the Pacers upset the Cavs.
How about the Knicks in Boston?
Well,
good God, 45 missed threes.
I mean, Boston just, yeah, they hit a wall.
Take it to the rack.
They totally hit a wall. I would still be surprised if the Thunder lose the series, I guess. But my point is my surprises will all now be very mild.
Yeah.
Very mild. And so you just kind of, I guess we all got to have the stomach for this. The Warriors, when they've won titles in the past, maybe not 3 years ago, but they've sort of marked themselves as elite when they go into this. They're not. They're not elite, but they're in the mix.
Mm.
They're in the mix.
And that's all you can ask for.
And I don't think anyone else is all that elite. And maybe I'm feeling that because OKC got beat by a buzzer beater. But
and Chet Holmgren looks like he needs to go gain some weight. Steiny called him weak. Dibs, but
that was some deer eyes.
The regular season is not the playoffs, man. And they got Denver and Gordon. And Holmgren's looking like, not that he's the reason they lost, like, oh, man, this ain't the regular season. You got to see these guys every other day, and you're lighting the tail.
Bambi.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. If I were a Warrior fan, I'd be really encouraged by the Denver game because, you know, the conventional wisdom is, well, the Thunder were rusty. Well, they were up 13.
Yeah, they came
with six minutes left.
They played great. They played. They were the aggressor all night.
Right. So the fact that Denver had enough to hang in that game after being down the whole way,
man.
I mean, that was impressive what Denver did. And you know, if the Warriors can do that in Game One, that's going to really kind of. I don't know if it'll put it to bed, but what more do you want? They win a game seven, they have one day off, and then they go on the road again and win a game one.
Man.
That would be That would be very significant.
That's why I'm hoping GP2 is available. It's kind of, we saw Porzingis go out with the illness during the game, but GP2 again, Dibs, like, that would be my first option, or Moody on Ant-Man. And if he's not available, you try to throw everything at him, the kitchen sink. But, man, GP2, you're needed.
And the whole thing about the illness, we don't know what it is. But these things, as you know, Steiny, when you are on a plane and in a hotel and in a locker room and you're together all the time, it's going to spread pretty fast. I mean, I'm here fighting a cold, living with a 2.5-year-old who goes to preschool and she gets a cold. And so, all right, here we go. I get a cold, just a matter of when. But you look at the way Denver came back last night, and I don't know if the Warriors outside of Jimmy Butler can do that, because it was Jamal Murray, free throws, Jokic, free throw, free throw, free throw, free throw, free throw. Like, they have an ability to score when the clock is not moving better than anyone. And I know the Warriors can with Jimmy Butler, but I look at the series and I wonder if Jimmy's going to be able to do that with, you know, the size that Minnesota has in the interior.
I'm sure you guys mentioned it, but GP2 was at shoot-around today.
Okay, no, we did not.
He's
okay.
At shoot-around today. I got it. Like, I'm not going to break anything here. I don't know.
Well, that's a great sign.
I would be encouraged that he's going to play today.
We hadn't
he
had
was
that.
Not at shoot-around
on Sunday. No doubt.
He was today.
And I'll say this. We keep talking about the offense. The Warriors, to me, won Game 7, guys, because of their defense. And I'm looking at Minnesota. And if you could just, let's just say Ant-Man eats, can you keep Randall just, and we've seen it, dribble the air out of the ball or flustered or, you know, trying to do too much. And then it's like, okay, let Willard get his, and we'll keep Dante's of the world and McDaniels all at bay, but let's get after him. Well, it sounds good, but no, I just kind of see that scenario playing out.
I don't want to call this an easier matchup for the Warriors, because I think Minnesota's a better team than Houston, but it's a different matchup. I do think the Warriors are a better half-court basketball team than the Timberwolves are. That tends to play in the playoffs. I am preparing myself for at least two of these games. Maybe only one if they're lucky. At least two of these games, Minnesota's going to go bananas from three. And they're going to win the game. And tonight might be one of those nights. Everybody's rested. They're home. Energetic. All of that stuff. You know, like, I'm mindful of, just because two road teams won last night, they were both down by double digits for most of the game.
Facts.
So it's not like they came out and just owned the game. They both went on wonderful second half runs. The other team got cold, blah, blah, blah. They pulled it out. This is going to be very, very, hard assignment tonight. But Minnesota, the whole make or miss league thing, if they stay, they've been kind of cold. And if they stay kind of cold from three, then, you got a great shot.
Has the Willard and Dibbs computer spit out a prediction? Because we got one from Steiny. I said, I got to get one from you two.
Yeah.
I had Warriors in 7.
Yeah. It's Warriors in 6. I think the blueprint is there. Yep. And, you know, the Warriors have, in their past, when they've won series, they've earned a split. And I do think that tonight is one they could steal. But if they don't, I like their chances.
Steiny hates that word, Dibs, steal.
No, I don't care. Rick Barry hates it.
Right, you backed it up.
Yeah. So you know that.
I know that.
And for Rick, and I know he's out there listening.
That's what it is, Dibs.
I could not care less what you think about my terminology.
And by the way,
it's a term. Nobody is actually going into Minnesota's, like, locker of
games. I could not care less.
Thank you, Rick. They're not actually going in and reaching in and grabbing game two and stealing it. And then the alarm goes off and it's Mission Impossible.
But those two teams last night stole the game, which is a good thing.
There's also a lot of things that Rick hates.
Oh, my God.
A long list. It's a very, very long list. But it is. This is it. I think he'd cop to that. A lot of things he hates.
You know,
it's only one of them.
The one thing I've been thinking about as it relates to the role players, it's more timing of a role player's really good game. And can the Warriors win a game if, let's say, Curry doesn't have a great game, but Pods has 21, Payton has 15, and Moody has 14? Like, those to me are the swing games that really determine a series. If you can get a win when your stars don't play well. And, like, for example, you might, I mean, if Butler, Draymond Green, and Curry, let's just say they're really good this series. Let's just say they're really good. You may only need one game from
maybe
an assortment of others. But as long as it comes at the right
in the right game, that's all you, like, it's not a coincidence that Buddy Hield on his three best games, they won them all.
Right. Well, I mean, your point is like role players at the right moment. Yes. Pods had 26 and GP. Buddy had 15 and Quinton had 13 yep. in game four.
Huge.
That's 54 points from players who nobody outside this market have ever heard of.
And what Curry and Butler do that
Curry
game?
Curry had 17. Butler had 27. You remember he was a free throw machine late.
That's right.
But Curry was pretty.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even the GP2 game, right? Didn't he have one where he was?
Yeah, game three.
Game three.
But this was game four where, I mean, yeah. Pods was unbelievable yeah, no in that doubt. Game.
And then that was, the, yeah.
And kinda. They still barely won. They needed a Şengün jump hook miss and defended well by Draymond. But I think your point is well taken, Steiny. Like, you can't have Buddy go out tonight and score 24 and have Steph and Jimmy and Draymond be ordinary. You're going to lose by 15.
Do you expect Buddy to start?
I don't.
Do you ride the hot hand? I'm just asking. Like, you never know with Kerr.
If GP2 is available, I would. That'd be my guess. Is
because we've been talking about Buddy's defense. Not that he can stop Ant-Man, but he's been vested.
Although maybe it's both of them. Yeah, maybe it's Moody who sits and GP2 and Buddy start. If I had to guess, that's the starting lineup. I'll go with Curry, GP2, Buddy, Jimmy, Draymond.
Huh? We've seen it before.
That's my starting five.
And then here's the other question I asked. Can the Warriors play Rudy Gobert off the floor?
That's a big
and
one.
Do they want to? They want to?
Yeah, so he's such a matchup issue both for the Warriors and for the Wolves.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He's an issue, right? Like, yeah, he on one side of the ball, like as far as rebounding and the defense he plays in the interior and putbacks and all of that, he's going to be a problem. But with the way the Warriors...
They can roll in the blender area.
The way they move the ball, dude, he's going to end up on skates a number of times. And that has been a problem for Minnesota against Steph Curry in the past. So,
and the problem isn't just Curry's got him on skates. Maybe a bigger problem is when Curry makes the shot, it's demoralizing to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Because the shots are still pretty tough, but he's making them. And now you start thinking, man, the one thing we were hoping to rely on, we can't do.
Let me ask you this, because you and Finch are your best friends.
Thank you,
childhood friends. Yeah.
He'll be there Saturday.
What time's he on tomorrow?
I mean.
I texted that last night.
We'll see.
All right.
I want to let that sit because and I'm if you're on YouTube, you can see how Steiny is seething
and blushing.
I mean, he's make believe seething. And I only said it because I'm a P1 and I listen. I'm on the YouTube chat.
That's this guy. And, you know, it's okay. They come the same hood.
Do they play a lot of zone? Because if I'm Minnesota. If I'm Minnesota and I see what Houston did, I'm putting that big French stiff in the middle of the paint, and I know you can't be there more than 3 seconds.
Nas Reed.
I get that. But, I mean, Nas can actually defend, but I'm playing a ton of zone if I'm Minnesota. Do they play zone, you and Finchie?
A little bit, but to me, the zone issue is the Warriors playing zone, and will it debilitate Minnesota's offense?
Mm.
Because they can stand around. Because
Houston looked like it was kryptonite to them. And I was like, if Jalen Green was the start of it.
There's something
like,
about... Yeah,
oh,
I'm
my
sorry,
God.
Bro.
No, that was it. Like, wow, this is bothering them.
There's the thing about playing a zone in that game seven, man, it wouldn't allow Houston to play fast.
Man.
It just didn't. Because you cannot bog down on offense. Because then the game's just going to get too slow for the Timberwolves or for the Rockets.
Anything, we had some fun real quick being made about Jimmy returning back to his old stop. I know it's not Miami, but he was in many.
But did you see the front page of the paper in Minnesota today?
No.
Tim Roy tweeted it out. And it was something along...
At Warriors Vox.
Yeah. It was,
the man.
It was something along the lines of like, you know, introduce yourself to the new Wolves, Jimmy.
Wow.
Like, was kind of the headline.
Wow, okay.
In other words, like, when you left here because this team was soft.
Wow.
They're not soft anymore.
Right. It was Kitty Cat. It was Wiggins. Yeah. It was, bunch of that, but
big win for Kitty Cat yesterday.
Yeah, huge. If you look at the four games they played this year, in three of the four,
Curry's had 30.
The team that led for the majority of the game won the basketball game. So I do think that tonight, the first quarter is everything.
That's good.
And, you know, the only game that was the anomaly is game two, where the Warriors won. They beat Minnesota by 8, and Minnesota trailed most of the way, and then the Warriors were able to flip it late and then go on to win. But I'm looking at the last game they played, the Warriors got up 26-5.
Man.
And they led 34-10. And they led for 46 minutes of the game. Minnesota never led. And then that game got tied at 108.
That is
the last time they played. And again, this is pre-Jimmy. So all these games, you have to take the grain of salt.
In my mind. Right. I can hear them.
The more I look at Warrior games, Steiny and guys, the more I see that if the Warriors lead early, the Warriors win about 80% of those.
They tend to hang on.
They're like the Niners.
Use last night as another example. And, Goo, I'm not going to let you do this because you're one of the offenders.
All right, go ahead.
I don't want to hear
no.
If the Warriors were up by 13 in the second quarter. I don't want to hear, they blew it.
It's hard to omit, man.
The Knicks are down 20 on the road.
And I'm watching it thinking it's a wrap.
The Nuggets are down. I don't know what the largest lead was for OKC, but it was a double-digit lead for almost the entire night. They win the game.
Yeah.
This is the NBA now. You shoot the three ball like that, you better get up. I don't want to hear blown until you're up by more than 25.
25.
That's the number now. That's the new NBA.
Yeah. 25.
You got to be up by 25 plus for it to be considered a safe lead.
Just one more, Steiny, before you go, and I know we're already into overtime, and I thank you for that. And
playoff Steiny.
So wonderful to have you here, Steiny.
Yeah. Shout out Steiny shooting a 78 on Sunday, which was a glorious round. I wish I was there for that. But tonight's officiating crew, very, very home heavy.
Oh, no. Well, how's this possible? We say that about every group.
I hate it.
I feel like the last four games in a row, we've been like, ooh, this is home heavy.
My guy Zarba on the call tonight.
He's great.
God, he's gorgeous.
Yeah, he is.
In the regular year, home teams won 66% of the time.
Zarba tonight?
Zarba.
Wasn't Zarba game...
Game five. How'd that work out for you?
Exactly.
Thank you.
But then we had a huge home heavy crew come to Chase Center on Friday night.
I'm gonna channel my inner Steiny.
And they didn't do a damn thing for the Warriors.
They couldn't do anything for the Warriors.
There's not a damn thing to be home heavy.
The Zebras couldn't have done
Willard and Dibs, don't worry about any text messages from your boy.
What? Why are you turning up?
Not one.
I literally...
I'm going to watch with Norm. I'm going to put the ball down.
You keep sliding into my Instagram.
I told Steiny during the break, I go, it's still bothering me.
Why did you take offense to it?
I didn't like it.
My lady sent you pictures.
I got it.
How can you be offended by this?
I don't know, man. It was nothing but love, and I told him, this bothered me.
I'm going to text you every 5 minutes.
Oh, hey, don't play that game.
Every 5 minutes. Did you see that basket? Did you see that basket?
Are you okay? It's 2:15.
I'm just waiting for this to just kind of... What's it called? Just a natural end of the conversation.
So if we never take a breath, then you'll just stay here?
I don't know.
Okay. Dibs already
texted me. By I'm trying to do the best I can.
Hang on. Steiny, say something. I'm going to text Goo.
Dibs already.
I know. I want to get in on the action.
Let's do a group chat. And Steiny, if you do end up staying around, where will you be staying?
Hi, Guru.
You mean stay? Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I would be
you
stuck.
Take your DMV test.
My God, we got action.
Wow, you want to talk about
you got to take that DMV test again.
Throwing you an assist and the ball bounced off
just
of your
brother. Throwing lobs to my brother.
God.
Hey, Steiny, if you end up staying all day, where will you, in fact, be staying?
If I had to stay, I would keep it right here at 95.7, the game.
Oh, no.